From job loss to balancing work from home to the isolation of following stay-at-home orders, coronavirus has changed our everyday lives. WUSF is giving you a voice to share those experiences. Today, we meet Sarasota-based singer-songwriter Sarah Nelms. Before the pandemic, Nelms had an active schedule with gigs at bars, restaurants, and clubs. In her own words, Nelms shares what it means to be a performer at this time of social distancing.
I really love performing. It just adds so much to all of life experiences, whether it's in the background at your girls' night or at a wedding or, you know, just to get through a heartache. Like other artistic careers, it's always a delicate balance to actually make a living from your art. But my husband and I were actually doing it, raising a family as working musicians. But now we're pretty much having to reinvent the wheel since all of the venues have closed. I would say we started to get nervous about losing our jobs and all of them drying up about the first week in March. My last gig was March 14th. It was a gorgeous sunset polo match, and I knew that I better really soak that in because it was going to be my last live performance for a while, and we had no idea when we would be making more money. Pretty much immediately, my husband and I both started doing live streaming shows on Facebook. At first, it was like a new project. It felt really exciting to be able to reach people that weren't local, that usually couldn't come to our shows. Those first few shows had a ton of people watching. We were actually able to make pretty good money with tips using PayPal and Venmo. I think at this point, though, pretty much every musician, local and national, is doing live stream video shows. So the audience is thinning out with so much content out there. Other than that, I've adapted to remote music by starting to teach private lessons on video chat. I'm teaching basic music to beginners. I'm teaching voice lessons, ukulele, and beginner guitar. It's been a big change, but I'm really happy to have added teaching to my skill set. I've also done a few live stream concerts that were just kids' music to appeal to a different audience. Other than that, a local neighborhood hired us to do a private concert for their community association online. One of our venues reached out and gave free meals on the day that we were supposed to be performing there. And we're just always brainstorming to think of new ideas to make this work. Right now, we have no idea when music will start to be a priority as businesses start to reopen. If restaurants are at 25% or half capacity, we don't know if they'll be able to afford entertainment if they're barely making their bills, especially after being completely closed down for a while. So that's really scary. Our online stuff is nowhere near enough to pay the bills yet, so hopefully we'll be able to pull through until a bit of normalcy returns. I worry for the whole music community, for all our friends who are musicians, and other artists like photographers, but we are resilient. You don't make it this far to be a professional musician without having faced setbacks in the past, so you have to be a fighter to be willing to put yourself out there. We're still learning, and I'm really proud of us, though, as musicians and for all of society for being so adaptable. So I'm hopeful and so thankful to everyone who's been supportive during all of this.